Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending July 24th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: Jamaica's overseas employment program negatively impacted by COVID-19. According to Mike Henry, Jamaica's Minister of Labor and Social Security, the overseas employment program has suffered significantly from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The number of workers slated to travel to Canada and the United States in March 2020 fell by 65% and 75% respectively compared to previous years. Changes implemented by host nations establishing protocols by which workers could travel strongly impacted Jamaica's overseas work program. Henry expects the program to experience continued impacts due to proclamations from the U.S. White House aimed at suspending the entry of workers who are thought to present a risk to the country. This means hospitality workers will not be able to travel to the U.S. until after the end of 2020. Hotel and Tourist Group opposes closing borders to travelers from the U.S. The Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, announced that it would not advocate for closing the nation's borders to visitors from the United States. The group has called for enhancing and strengthening mitigation measures related to COVID-19 instead. The JHTA has specifically distanced itself from activities such as those imposed by the Bahamas, in which that island's government plans to ban flights from the U.S. According to Omar Robinson, president of the JHTA, 70% of Jamaica's visitors come from the U.S., with as many as 24 flights per day arriving in Montego Bay and Kingston. Robinson stated that the group believes all U.S. travelers to Jamaica should be pre-tested and that broadening access to coronavirus testing would support other strong protocols being put in place by hotels and tourist-related establishments on the island. JHTA is advocating for the use of the rapid antigen test to meet this goal. This week's Caribbean news. China offers loan to Caribbean and Latin America to ensure access to COVID-19 vaccine. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi announced that his country had offered a $1 billion loan to the Caribbean and Latin America for access to COVID-19 vaccines. He said the vaccine developed in China will be a public benefit of universal access and that the nation will earmark $1 billion for a loan to support the Caribbean and Latin American region's access to the vaccine. Wang Wenbin, a spokesperson for China's foreign ministry, noted that China and countries in the Caribbean and Latin America have stood together against the virus as a common enemy and will continue to fight the pandemic jointly to build a community built on mutual trust and multilateralism for the future of the region.
It's time you started hydrating right with Grace Coconut Water. It's a refreshing wave of cool hydration in every sip. No sugar added. Grab one today and drink in the benefits. Hydrate right with Grace Coconut Water.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com.
How we dance, how we talk, how we laugh, everything we do is Jamaican. Together, let's celebrate Jamaican independence with Tasty Cheese.
Tasty Cheese we love.
Tasty Cheese from the land we love.
This week's Diaspora News. Police in London investigate damage to Selassie statue in City Park. London police stated that they are investigating the damage done to a statue of former Ethiopian Emperor Haile Selassie, which appears to have been committed by a group of some 100 men in Canizaro Park in Wimbledon. Selassie is revered by Jamaican Rastafarians. The damage to the statue occurred shortly after 2 days of protest in Ethiopia following the murder of Hakalu Hundessa, a popular singer whose political songs expressed the grievances of the Oromo people. Selassie lived in Wimbledon in 1936 after his country was invaded by forces from Italy. The statue was the work of Selassie's former host, the sculptor Hilda Seligman. It originally stood on the grounds of London House, where Selassie lived, but was moved later to the neighbouring park. The Wimbledon Society Heritage Group restored the statue in 2005 after it fell into disrepair. This week's business news. COVID-19 creates decline in business and consumer confidence. The global COVID-19 pandemic is having a serious impact on the local economy of Jamaica. It has resulted in social disruption, shutdowns in multiple business sectors, and a downturn in consumer confidence, according to the findings from the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce JCC Business and Consumer Confidence Indexes. The Consumer Confidence Index showed a declining trend over the past 2 quarters, dropping from 180.1 points in the fourth quarter of 2019 to 172.9 points and 165.2 points, respectively, in the first 2 quarters of 2020. The results indicated that the most common impact of the pandemic on consumers involved job losses, lower income, and limitations on movement. The current job index fell from 62 points in the first quarter to 25 points in the second quarter of the year. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Wholeness marks passing of singer Dobby Dobson. Jamaica's Prime Minister, Andrew Wholeness, sent his condolences to the friends and family of the beloved singer Highland Dobby Dobson, who died on July 21, 2020 in Florida. He was 78 years old. Wholeness remembers how Dobson began his music career while still a student at Kingston College in the 1950s. Dobson was called the Loving Pauper after one of his best-known songs. He hit the Jamaican charts in 1968 with the Clement Cox and Dodd-produced song Seems I'm Losing You. He received the Order of Distinction in the rank of officer in 2011 for his contribution to reggae music and Jamaican culture. This week's sports news. Gunning determined to represent Jamaica at 2021 Olympics. Michael Gunning, Jamaican swimmer, continues to focus on preparing to compete at the Olympics despite the postponement of the Tokyo 2020 Games due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Gunning is adamant about being a role model as a black LGBTQ swimmer when the games resume on the rescheduled date in 2021. Gunning's participation as a member of the Jamaican Olympic team in 2020 would have been a major step forward for LGBTQ representation at the national and local levels. His participation in 2020 would have come only 14 years after Time magazine labeled Jamaica as the most homophobic place on earth. Things have improved on the island since then, and LGBTQ rights continue to progress. Gunning believes Jamaica will accept LGBTQ people eventually, and laws against them will change. He believes that having role models is important in reaching this goal. Gunning is the Jamaican national record holder, the 200-meter butterfly and the 200-meter and 400-meter freestyle events, which already positions him as a role model for his country. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.